This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
True North Stores beverage clubs just got bigger. Buy 6 Celsius, Pure Leaf Tea, Starbucks Energy, or Pepsi 1-liter flavors and get the 7th free. Whether you're craving an energy boost or just something to quench your thirst, we've got the drink for you. As a True Rewards member, sip and save with our clubs when you buy 6 and get the 7th free. Download now from your favorite app store for more details. True North Convenience Stores and True Rewards. Fast, friendly, clean.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you. From daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
It's Keith McPherson on The Fan, 101.9 FM, and always live on the free Odyssey app.
KM to 2 a.m. Let's talk about all the sports. 888-808-1019. I was off last night, so whenever I'm off for a day, my notes get too long. This is going to be a quick 3-hour show here. We'll try to make it concise. We'll talk about Aaron Rodgers. Is the song that doesn't end. I'll give some love to Mikal Bridges. And we'll talk about the Knicks. And I mean, the Nets just blew another lead as they have another entertaining tank. The Devils win again, again, and again. Embrace cookie chaos. Mrs. Fields, take the wheel. And the Rangers win in OT. You just heard that on the update, right? Braden Schneider with the backhand OT winner. So we got some puck to talk, some hoop to talk. St. John's handled business. The Big East tourney is underway. But man, I find myself today looking at the calendar and again getting another alert earlier today. 2 weeks until opening day. I don't go to spring training until Monday. And I'm already like, no mas, no mas. You know, it's funny how like when we get into the NFL preseason, everybody's all hyped for, you know, training camp and then preseason. And then you get to the third preseason game and it's like, do we need these preseason? Who cares? I think they got to shorten spring training. I think they got to start it later. They're eventually going to shorten the regular season. And I think we see that in the next 5 years before Manfred is out. I think they shorten the regular season, they realign, and maybe they make spring training shorter because we can't stand anymore. We can't take anymore. When I say no mas, no more injuries on both sides. And, you know, I go back to always like, don't believe the hype. The hype is a drug that'll get you killed. And as much hype as we have around the Mets and the Yankees, another injury is just going to get the hype to die down. And maybe that's what we need. 888-808-1019. So the news that came out today is that Jeff McNeil, the flying squirrel, happy Jeff, is now sad Jeff. He's got a minor oblique strain. But a minor oblique strain will put you out for 2 weeks where you're not ready to go on opening day. Okay, let the kids play. Hey, Siri, play. Oh, my God. I mean, I guess there's some fans that want to see Luis Angel Acuna. There's some fans that may want to see Brett Beatty. I know there's some fans that are thinking, hey, should have Jose Iglesias here, and then we wouldn't have this problem. And there's also another bucket of fans that might be in that, you know, two buckets where they're like, Jeff McNeil, I'm over Jeff McNeil. I don't want Jeff McNeil on his team anyway. Why is he still here? So it's not a huge blow. But as we've talked about, the last time I was on, I was talking about who the backup shortstop is. And Carlos Mendoza suggested it be Jeff McNeil for an inning or two. Well, you just lost your backup shortstop. And now you're going to have one of these young guys playing. And then they'll be playing. And then the Mets and the Yankees are another injury away from, like, okay, maybe a little panic. And, you know, I'll switch gears a little bit to the Yankee side because there is a lot of panic in Yankee land. But, you know, as I'm getting the alerts today and not able to watch the game where Jason Dominguez homers and Paul Goldschmidt homers, I'm like, see? Paul Goldschmidt is on this team. Jason Dominguez is on his, like, just as soon as we think, all right, Gerrit Cole goes down. This season just took a massive hit. I come back to the fact that these are the New York Yankees. What does that mean? They're the New York Yankees. They have a lot of pride. They have a lot of good players. And the cream will rise to the top. The talent will rise. The best players on the team aren't going to take this laying down. Other guys will emerge. And it's not that long that you have to survive until Luis Gil comes back, potentially in June or July. Who knows? But then we did get word today that Giancarlo Stanton, not only is he dealing with the elbow injury, he has a calf strain. He's got a calf injury, too. How? What was he doing? How do you strain it from getting off the flight from New York? And I'm trying not to, like I said, Giancarlo is above criticism after what he did for me. Like, he's got immunity granted, where what's it worth to talk about the guy being hurt when we know injuries are a part of his game? But yeah, when I saw that today, he's got a calf injury. But, you know, whatever. They put that to the side. The best part of what we saw with him was that, you know, the chronic calf issue is what it is. He's not going to be running. They're optimistic that Stanton can return by Memorial Day. What? That's when they shorten the season. When they realign and shorten the season, that's when the season's going to start. The baseball season's going to start Memorial Day. 888-808-1019. If Giancarlo Stanton can return by Memorial Day, that is great. I'll take it. Hell, even if it's not Memorial Day, if it's June 1st, good, because I have just kind of unsubscribed from all of his alerts and chalked it up to, yo, he's not playing this year. But another guy that's going to be back sooner than some might have thought, or we got an alert on, was Sean Manaea. Sean Manaea began throwing 2 days ago. He's symptom-free, so they expect his timeline to be somewhere around late April for a return. That's a huge bump. You obviously need that guy, especially as you're looking at Paul Blackburn or Tylor Megill or Griffin Canning. Like, you might not need that many starts from one of those guys before Manaea's like, I'm good, I'm ready to go. 888-808-1019. So it's just like, let's just get through spring training. Let's just get through these last 2 weeks without another alert. The Mets lose Jeff McNeil, Francisco Alvarez this week. Obviously, we're already down Sean Manaea, Frankie Montas, and the Yankees lose Gerrit Cole, which we did get some good news on Gerrit Cole, too. Let me not skip over that. The news around Gerrit Cole is that, you know, with his procedure, they're expecting him to be back sooner than we are projecting as well. I think most Yankee fans know it's all of this year, but we were thinking like the back half of 2026. Brian Hoke put out there that Gerrit Cole's UCL surgery, it included internal bracing, according to the Yankees, which can reduce inflammation and a speedy recovery time. Generally speaking, this could mean that he is closer to a 12-month recovery than if he had the procedure with the traditional method. Look at science, look at technology, look at medicine these days. Can you imagine Gerrit Cole? And I can imagine, because Gerrit Cole is like that. I think he's going to will himself to be back. Gerrit Cole being back where next year, at the end of spring training, he's throwing, he's doing some kind of ramp up. And then, I don't know, maybe you could see Cole in May. Maybe you could see Cole in May of 2026. So for, you know, Yankee fans that were already panicking, I don't know how many Yankee fans I've seen say, the Yankees blew it. They ruined Gerrit Cole and Aaron Judge's window. They had the best pitcher and best hitter in the league, and it's over. Pump the brakes. 888-808-1019. Nobody knows anything. Just like you didn't know that there was this internal bracing procedure that they could do, and now they expect him to start his 1 year on the way back. And then same thing with the Mets. Pump the brakes. And Yankee fans, the back and forth is so corny. It's going to go on all year. But like even Yankee fans celebrating Jeff McNeil getting hurt, it's small beans. It's so minuscule to, you know, losing Garrett Cole, a Cy Young winner, ace, you're the best pitcher on your staff, who carries you in October. Now you're not going to have him. And then Giancarlo Stanton, who carried you this past October, you're not having him. And then Luis Gil on top of that, the rookie of the year. And I guess don't mention DJ LeMahieu. We did hear today that Oswaldo Cabrera was out, and that sent people into panic again. Oh, no, we don't even have a third baseman. Now Cabrera's out. And then we learned he was just ill. He was just sick. So we just got to get out of spring training, man. It's just constant paranoia. We just got to get out of spring training. And congratulations to Waldo. He got engaged. And I don't know when the engagement happened or whatnot. I can't speculate if it was tied to him being scratched. But so what? It's spring training. Scratch all these guys. Scratch all of them and put anybody else in. And I know they're sending young guys down and guys are getting optioned or whatever. Like, send them to where they got to go. Assign to minor league camp, whatever. Send them where they got to go. But keep these guys in bubble wrap. Keep these guys safe because we're this close to opening day. We're this close. I mean, the Dodgers and the Cubs are already in Tokyo for the Tokyo series. Baseball is back, I think, next Monday, Tuesday, that series, maybe Tuesday, Wednesday. So we're this close, Tuesday, Wednesday. And you know what? Something I saw, and I put it on my Twitter if you follow me. They're advertising for this Tokyo series. And as many people talk about, like, oh, baseball locking out and the Dodgers being the only team that can do what the Dodgers can do. And there's an article that you should read in The Athletic about, are the Dodgers, not the Yankees, the new evil empire? Jason Stark wrote it. We'll go through some parts of it tonight. But speaking about the Dodgers, Guggenheim Partners, who you've heard me talk about a bunch, I told you about, like, they're private equity funds, they're banks, they're investing. This is what they do. That's how they were able to find this loophole that nobody else can finesse the way they finesse. I come today to find an advertisement on MLB's Twitter with Yoshinobu Yamamoto and Shota Imanaga pitching against Shohei Ohtani and forget Suzuki's first name, Roki Suzuki. And they literally tagged Guggenheim Partners, a global investment and advisory firm with a track record of delivering results through innovative solutions. They literally are partnered, like Guggenheim Partners, the Guggenheim baseball partners, the Guggenheim family that own the Dodgers, are partnering with MLB as the main advertisers of this series. Roki Suzuki, what did I say? And I know you're a Cubs fan. PB on the other side. What did
Suzuki.
I said Suzuki. Ichiro Suzuki, Roki Suzuki, Yoshinobu Yamamoto, Munetaka Murakami. Anyway, the Tokyo series is sponsored by Dodgers ownership. So it's a money grab for them, and they're obviously in bed with Major League Baseball. So if anyone thinks Major League Baseball doesn't like what they're doing, the deferred Dodgers, of course they like what they're doing. Stack the deck, and they have completely stacked the deck. And it seems like, for the most part, they don't have any injuries. I saw that they had to drop Ha-Seong Kim. They don't have room for him. You know, they deferred him for assignment. And I'm like, this is a guy that they signed in the offseason. He can't even break camp with the team. They didn't even need him. 888-808-1019. So we'll talk baseball to start. We'll talk around the injuries, how you feel. I think Mets fans got to be, like, kind of excited to see Luis Angel Acuna or Brett Beatty or whoever. And some of you I know have no love for Jeff McNeil. And okay, the bottom part of the lineup is suspect now with Torrens and, you know, some young guys. But I mean, that top four or five of the lineup, six in the lineup, is being talked about as the best in baseball or one of the best in baseball. Yankee fans, we get the news of Garrett Cole's speedy recovery, fingers crossed, and a timeline for Stanton, which we did not have. Cabrera is not hurt. He was just sick. And we just got 2 weeks to get through here, 2 weeks to survive. When we come back, I will plant some seeds around Aaron Rodgers. Will we know in 2 weeks where Aaron Rodgers is going to be? And I just think that picture of him on the beach is hilarious. Like, this dude is like, if you think Aaron Rodgers isn't aware of paparazzi being outside of his house or people being around, or like, you think he doesn't like being the center of attention? He has dragged this thing out like for so long. He's not going to retire. Anybody thinking he's going to retire, there's no way he's retiring. He's not going out, one, where the Jets are the ones that kick him to the curb. Two, why would he be talking to three different teams if he was planning on retiring? He's trying to figure out where he wants to go.
What is Dax, are you?
Tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker on all our devices? Yes, Kristen, yes I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for...
In Dax's domain, we see all, so we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge, trucks up 3.9%.
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Take me out to the ball game.
What are you doing?
Did you know DirecTV has the most MLB games?
So you're singing?
Yeah, they put your favorite teams front and center right when you turn it on. Buy me some cold cuts and flapjacks.
Those aren't even the words.
I'm allergic to peanuts.
Stream DirecTV, home of the most MLB games. Visit DirecTV.com. Claim based on total games offered on national and regional sports networks. RSNs available with choice package or higher. Availability of RSNs varies by zip code and package.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it. That's why I go for a five-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games, or whenever my favorite team is playing late. 5-Hour Energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before tip-off.
So I read in USA Today that the majority of people stop GLP-1 weight loss injection shots in a year. Now, what's concerning is if you get off GLP-1s, there's a real chance you can gain all the weight back. The solution? Almacid, a natural superfood protein shake. University studies show it optimizes your metabolism so you can lose weight easily, and Almacid has been scientifically proven to preserve muscle mass. Use Almacid with GLP-1s or as a natural alternative. Find out more and see the university studies at almacid.com. That's A-L-M-A-S-E-D.com.